This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Jeff Leonard joins me live in studio. He is the director of the board for Pochum, and Colleen Keller is also with us. She is the executive director of Pochum, and Jeff, remind us what Pochum is.
Pochum is a local community-supported homeless shelter. It's a shelter of a last resort, and it's basically a hypothermia shelter where people come in that have nowhere else to go, and we try to keep them from freezing, feed them, do a little bit of case management, and let them go the next day.
Yeah, so because it's not open in the summertime, right?
No, it's not. We're a wintertime shelter, but we're gradually trying to expand our weeks of service.
Yeah, and folks may know this as the former home of Charlottesville Mayor Dave Norris, who preceded Colleen right. in your job, right?
Right, correct. We yeah. choose to follow in.
Yeah, yeah.
We try and stay open, we should say, as long as we can. We stay open as much of the winter as we can.
Yeah.
Now, we run out of funds.
Colleen, tell us about the, I guess that this is the time of year when you really open your doors and you start
right.
to get real busy, right?
Right. We opened Halloween night. So we're open and we are busy. We were just looking, I think Monday night last year, we would have had about 14 men. We had 40.
What?
And we had 50 last night. So we're running more than double.
At Holy 2.5. Cow.
Yeah.
So, Jeff, what explains that?
We're at capacity early. You know, Charlottesville is a good destination for people. It has access to health care. We've got two major roads that come through here, and we've got the trains come through here. So everybody seems to just to stop, and they stay here, and they like it.
Yeah. So, and homelessness is a very real issue here.
Oh, it's a huge issue here. I mean, we've got people. All summer we were in the tent cities because there's tents all over town. And when we were in there visiting, we were just trying to get numbers, gearing up for how many we're going to need this year. And the tent cities were just growing and growing. There are more this year than there were last. And I anticipate that we're going to have to close our doors eventually or open a second shelter because we're going to have so many people in there.
No, I'm ignorant. There's tent cities of homeless people in Charlottesville?
It's a little known fact.
Really? That is little known.
There are. And, you know, I could probably tell you where they were, but we're trusted. We can go into those camps safely, and they know who we are.
Right.
And the trade-off is we don't say where they are because people will.
But they're here right under our nose.
So. Oh, absolutely.
Wow. And we're talking about calling dozens of people, mostly men. Dozens of men.
Yes, there's a couple of camps. I mean, unfortunately, we're the emergency shelter. Salvation Army's full. You can't go to She. We're the last resort, and we're only open during the winter, so they do have to. Go somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, out of last year, I think 208 people. Is that right, Jeff? Last year, I mean, 25 of those we were able to help find jobs, and 40 actually went into housing, which is amazing.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So
you
kind of shelter first. We don't just do.
You don't
the
just
roof.
Give them a bed and a warm meal. You say, okay, what can we do to help you get past this period right. of in your life?
When I think the bed and the warm meal, you start to trust someone. The ones that come in over and over, you get to know them, and then it starts to open up, and we have a great. Advocate Adriana, who has worked on these issues. So we help probably the most we ever have try and transition out. But we know the soup kitchens are way up, foreclosures or defaults are up.
Really?
Significantly. They were in the second quarter. So we're just finding more people seem to be hitting the edge and coming in.
What we're seeing in the soup kitchens that I didn't see last year is more and more families are coming in. So if you're sitting there sitting with some of the guys that we know, you'll see parents bring their children in for meals.
God.
And it breaks your heart. It really does.
And I guess that's to be expected in a down economy because those type of organizations like yourself that help people in a down economy, they're hurting financially. They close right. up at just the time when people need those services more than ever.
No. I mean, I think it's true.
Yeah. And this is, Jeff, this is a very real problem when we talk about homeless people in the cold months because I can remember a few years ago, it was just sort of casually mentioned on the news, WINA News or NBC 29, just sort of reported, and then it just sort of went away that a homeless man had actually frozen to death in downtown Charlottesville.
Do you really remember that?
Yeah.
I do indeed. And the knock on Charlottesville, some will say, is that they hide their homeless population pretty well. If you walk up and down the railroad tracks, kind of behind Region 10 and Preston Avenue over there, you'll see where they set up and they drink. You know, you'll see a lot of empties and where they build fires and people sitting up there where they spend their days. I mean, there are a lot of people out there that don't have any place to go.
Yeah. So, Colleen, how can people help as we're going into the holiday season, we're going into the cold months when y'all get really busy and you're already at capacity and we're not even into December yet?
Right.
How can people help?
This is the tough answer. I mean, we have 80 congregations, 25 sites that we move around to, and 80 helped. I mean, the community in some respects is incredibly generous and embraces us. It always comes down to money. That's why we close. And I think we estimated this year about $25 a night. That gets you to the shelter, dinner, staying overnight, and breakfast in the morning and back downtown. But, I mean, we are worried about opening a secondary site or overflow because we are always strapped. So, I mean, honestly, that's the real honest answer, is that $25 takes one of our neighbors off the street into shelter.
Yeah. And what a good place for them to be, because, as you say, you do more than just shelter them. You really right. sit down with them, you get to know them, and you try to reach out and help these people.
I mean, it's great. If you ever come to dinner, it's the amount of volunteers, and it's warm. I mean, like the warmth of human kindness. It really is warm. It is not a busy, cold shelter.
Yeah.
It's a warm place. It's almost like people's homes.
And we're moving into, you know, the Thanksgiving season, couple of weeks away, and folks may want to give you a few bucks, but also may want to volunteer.
Right.
Lots of people this time of year are looking for volunteer opportunities, people who might not do that on a regular basis.
Yes.
Do you take those?
Yes, we have a lot of community volunteers that come in. You can go info@pochumshelter.org. If you go in on there and just email, we'll follow up with you. And then we funnel all these community people in sort of a way that supports the meals and the companionship.
Yeah. If you go to pochumshelter.org, you even get to see a picture of Mr. Barefoot at the Pie Fest.
Yes,
Mr. Toscano.
And we should tell you, too, the Haven's opening. And they'll need a lot of volunteers.
And what is that?
That is going to be a day haven. That's the Thomas and Jefferson Area Coalition for the Homeless. And we'll be in there. But late December, they're going to open.
That's what Mr. Shadyak donated the money for.
Oh, that's right. The church, yeah.
So that's going to provide a day shelter in addition to many other services.
But that's not a nighttime overnight thing.
No, we'll continue to be the nighttime overnight, but we'll do intake there.
Yeah.
But yes, and not to cut you off, quite, you ate a lot of pie. And it was fun.
We did. We certainly did. I'll think twice before I say yes to judging a pie festival.
You already signed up for next year.
Yeah, I know. And we want to make it bigger. I got to stop eating now. Now, Jeff, before we let y'all go and before we break for news here, remind us again when it comes to financially supporting Pochum, which does such fantastic work here in our community and really truly has a great track record and really truly does help people at this time of year when we think more as a culture, as a people, we think more about reaching out.
We do, and what I can
tell you
is
neighbors.
We've never taken any money from the city or the county. We're completely driven by donations from our congregational partners and from individuals in the city of Charlottesville and the surrounding counties. And it's Pochum, P-A-C-E-M, shelter.org.
Which means what?
People Pochum. And congregations engaged in ministry.
And it also means peace in Latin.
Oh, of course it does.
And the other thing you might like is we often say a pillow for every head.
A pillow for every
head. That's how we talk about sort of living in Charlottesville.
Pochum Shelter, P-A-C-E-M, pochumshelter.org. And you check it out, learn more. And y'all, before it gets too cold, write them a check, won't you? Just every little bit can help and help these people who are doing so much to help some others. And get down there and volunteer as well. Jeff Leonard is the chairman of the board for Pochum, and Colleen Keller is the executive director. Give him a hand, won't you? Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you, Coy.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.